USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a two-week manhunt set to appear in a Pennsylvania court this morning. Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. He hid for 14 days, surviving on stream water and stolen watermelons until his eventual recapture. President Biden standing in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan yesterday.
Holding a bullhorn, Biden addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay increase.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. Former President Trump is set to visit the state to show his support for union workers Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer.
Gilgo Beach killing suspect Rex Huerman set to appear in a New York court today for a hearing in his case where he has pled not guilty to murder in the deaths of three women more than a decade ago. The discovery of the women's remains near each other in December of 2010 on a Long Island beach and the killings of other people in the area brought nationwide attention and prompted the search for a possible serial killer. Huerman has pled not guilty through his attorney. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. The suit contending that the e-commerce and tech behemoth acts as a monopolistic force, impeding rivals and sellers from reducing prices, stifling innovation, and overcharging sellers. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Florida woman stands accused of attacking her daughter with a frozen chicken. Court records in St. Petersburg say the incident happened early Monday at the residence of 30-year-old Mary Marquardt. Her daughter told police that Marquardt threw a frozen chicken at her and struck her in the right leg. The affidavit does not say what triggered that alleged attack. Marquardt facing a domestic battery charge and has been ordered to have no contact with her daughter. 25 years ago today, Google was born. It may seem hard to remember a time before the search giant became a dominant force on the internet and in the tech world at large, but it actually started as a PhD project at Stanford University back in 1998. Today, it's one of the most influential companies in the world, and we can talk to it and ask it mind-boggling, life-altering questions like, what does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 a ding and wah pa 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 pow. Or so I've heard.
The Writers Guild of America strike is over. After 148 days, the board of the WGA West and council of the WGA East voted unanimously to lift the strike. The decision coming days after the writers and film studios successfully finished conversations for a new three-year contract. Members must still vote to ratify it. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today, available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.